Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Almost. Welcome into Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. Not Mark Walters, though. He's traveling about as he's heading back from Las Vegas in the SHOT Show 2018. I know he always has a great time at those events. He always loves being able to go out and travel and see all the different shows and talk to all the different people. And he's had a blast out there in Las Vegas. I know he has. I've been talking to him throughout the week. But now that he's traveling back to Georgia, coming back home and being able to see the family, getting set for the weekend and his big monster broadcast on Sunday evening, I'm Andy Hoosier. And it's a great time to be able to fill in for you. I love filling in for Mark. I did on Monday. I get to again today. And boy, is there a lot going on. You would think that with a topic so finite as the Second Amendment and your protection, that eventually you'd run out of things to say. Yeah, no, that's not the case. That's not the case at all. You can find Mark at armedamericanradio.org. I'm Andy Hoosier. I'm hailing from the Mid-America region right here in Wichita, Kansas. I host the morning show on KQAM, the local radio station. And you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Mid-America Reason, as I am the voice of reason every morning from 6 to 9 in the mornings. Let me start off with a story. I've been watching some documentaries at home. I'm always big into documentaries. I love watching. I love learning. I'm always going all the time. They always say that individuals that are thinking all the time that are usually smarter, which I'm not saying I'm smart in any way, shape, or form. I'm just observant. But they always say that the ones that are smarter, quote unquote, don't sleep very well. And I sleep terrible. My mind's always going. I always have active dreams at night. I wake up 4 or 5 times throughout the night, probably because my alarm goes off at 4 a.m. and I'm always paranoid I'm going to miss it. But that's another story. But I always enjoy these documentaries. And lately, for whatever reason, I've been hooked on that Planet Earth, if you remember that from a few years ago. And it was the biggest thing because it was the new high-def video cameras, and they were so up close with all these intricate different animals all over the world. And it was this really, really cool deal. And I noticed a trend, and it's a very easy trend to understand, that in the animal kingdom, it's a very easy habit to know exactly what they're going to be doing. What any animal in the animal kingdom on planet Earth will be doing throughout the day or throughout the year. They're going to be finding shelter. They're going to be trying to find a mate for reproduction. And they're going to be trying to fend off predators while they become a predator for another animal. They're always looking for food while they're always trying to fend off other animals to making them their food. That's all the circle of life is. And maybe you've noticed this. You're a hunter. You go out and you hunt animal, hunt deer, hunt pheasant, hunt ducks, whatever you end up hunting. I'm a big hunter myself. I love it. Maybe you're a fisherman. Maybe you're just an observer like myself and you like to go outside and you like to maybe take pictures of birds, or you like to take pictures of squirrels, or you like to take pictures of whatever the animal may be. But you noticed that in the animal kingdom, they don't enjoy. They don't kick back and have fun. There are a few animals that like to do that. Some of the smarter ones that actually like to play around and goof off a little bit. But even when they're goofing off and playing around, then they're still learning something. They're learning defense mechanisms. They're learning to fight each other a little bit. The Lion Kingdom, where the cubs are always trying to fight each other off and trying to bite at each other and always trying to fight because they're trying to learn those traits and those skills. It's always about learning something. And humans are no different. Humans are no different in any way, shape, or form. Every day, what do? You try and fend off the predators that are coming after you. Maybe it's the corporation that's coming after you. Maybe it's the boss. Maybe it's the coworker that's got something against you that's coming after you. Maybe it's the next door neighbor that has a beef against you. You're fending off the predator that has you in their sights. Maybe you're the predator. Maybe you're looking to gain career-wise. Maybe you're a creep and you're trying to go after the next door neighbor because you don't like them for some kind of personal vendetta. I don't know. But maybe you are that predator to where you have that locked in sight. You're seeing nothing but red. You see that tunnel vision and you will not stop until you see your end goal. You try and find food. You go to work every day to pay your bills, to put food on the table for your family. You try and find that mate to be able to flirt with, to have a little fun, to raise that family with, to reproduce and have those offspring, because those are your offspring and that's your family and that's what you're going to take care of for the rest of your life. And then you're looking out for your safety. Whether it is that predator, that creeper next door, whether it is the bad individual that just has that bad intention, you're always looking out for your safety all the time. And that's where this show comes into play with the Second Amendment. That's where this show comes in. This is where that discussion happens. Because just like in any part of the animal kingdom, the number one thing that you can look at other than trying to find that mate for the reproduction or trying to find that food is to fend off those predators. And the predators are everywhere, no matter where you're at in the animal kingdom, including us humans. And though, how do you do that? The way you protect yourself, the way you have that safety, is to understand that you have something called the right to life, to understand that you have something called private property. And that private property includes your goods, your materialistic goods, and your life itself. You are a private property. You yourself, you, your family, you, your children are all that private property that you have and you have the responsibility to protect. Over the last year or so, as Mark's been talking about many times, and I've talked about myself many a times, is the fact that gun sales have gone down quite a bit. You know what? Whether it's because we ran out of money because we bought all our guns, which I don't think is the case, or we've become a little bit complacent. We've become a little bit relaxed. President Donald Trump's in office now. We don't have to worry about the gun industry because no one's trying to take our guns away. I'd still like to remind individuals that as of yet, we still have not passed national reciprocity. They tried to propose this before Christmas time, and national reciprocity has still yet to happen. I looked on congress.gov this morning earlier today and tried to see where it was at. And the last thing it said was on December 7th that it accepted the bill into the Senate after the House passed it, and nothing new. It's still sitting there. They have it on the pile somewhere waiting for it to happen. Because remember, according to Mitch McConnell, they did really good last year with two items that they ended up passing, with Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court and then being able to pass tax cuts. That was a really, really good productive year. So how long is national reciprocity going to sit there? We become complacent. Nobody's asking about it anymore. Nobody's curious about national reciprocity anymore because, hey, you know what? It's a Trump administration. We're worried more about illegal immigration. We're worried more about being able to extend a budget without the government shutting down on us. Those are the concerns that most individuals have right now. Not the, wait a second, regardless of whether it's illegal aliens or not, my safety still comes priority one. Where are the rights for me to be able to carry my firearm? How do I continuously advocate to protect my right to carry a firearm? We've seen states, which I talked about on Monday, I know Mark's talked about it ad nauseum as well, is the right, the fact that states now are trying to pass gun regulations in order to regulate them at the local level so that, because they realize that the federal government's not going to do it for them. The states, the most abuse of power that I've ever seen, the most absurd interpretation of the Constitution when the Bill of Rights itself protects you to have that right to carry a firearm, that right to bear arms. You have that right. And the states cannot take it away just because the federal government's inact, just because they're not moving fast enough. It reminds me of Barack Obama saying that if you don't act now on immigration reform, then I have my phone and my pen and I will use it. You don't have the right to do that. DACA was one of the most unconstitutional executive orders that Barack Obama ever signed. He doesn't have the right just to do it himself because Congress won't act. That's the point of separation of powers from the federal government and a state government, by the way, too. We have midterm elections coming up this year. And even though that 2016 was a really powerful year for the election with President Donald Trump and many different congressmen and women, that this year to me is almost more important with the midterms. Almost more important. If it's not for sure more important. I understand that we become a little complacent. We become a little relaxed. Hey, we did our job, baby. We did it. We got Donald Trump in office. We did the impossible. We did the impossible. We got somebody in there that every media outlet in the mainstream gave a 1% to 2% chance of actually getting in, and we did it. It was a hard-fought battle. We had to keep our mouths shut sometimes. We had to go through verbal abuse. Maybe we had to go through physical abuse. Maybe we had bumper stickers ripped off our cars, but we did it, and we made it happen. And we're feeling that political fatigue. And we never got really a chance to recoup from that because what happened this last year in 2017? We had special elections all across the country from nominations that Trump had picked to his administration, so we had to do special elections. We had another election last November all across the country for different local items, and the fatigue is still there. And we feel a little bit more complacent because Trump's in office, but we cannot be. There are 20. Do you realize right now, in the Senate makeup, which is the hardest, obviously, as you can see in the national media, that the makeup of the Senate is making it more difficult than anything else right now to pass any type of legislation because we have a very narrow margin of Republican majority. And the Republicans that are in there, many of them are not the most conservative. So therefore, they have this mindset that they can continue to side with Democrats and obstruct the President Donald Trump agenda because they don't like President Donald Trump. They don't like the anti-establishment movement, and they want to continue on with the same routine that they've seen for the last 15 to 20 years. So when we come back, we'll look at the makeup of what election's going to look like for the midterms this year, how important it can be, and the complacency that we cannot have. Because if we do have that complacency right now, then we will never see national reciprocity. We will never see the advancement of gun rights. And as soon as the next administration could come in, whether it's 4, 8, 12 years from now, we have more of a threat that we need to look out for. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. Lots more coming up. Stay here.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. It's crazy. But thanks to our court system, this happens all the time. And that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete firearms and family defense confidence. It's called the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide, and it's 100% free. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get instant access. It's that easy, and you'll learn a ton of life-saving information. How to detect attacks before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a complete audiobook that I did for you so you can listen in your car. It's 100% free, it's life-changing, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus gun buying checklist. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. That's free instant access. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
There it is. Welcome back into it. Hosting for Mark Walters today, the great Mark Walters. He's traveling back from the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, heading home. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's always an honor to be able to fill in with you. ArmedAmericanRadio.org is where you can find Mark. You can do the online stream. You can email him, mark@ArmedAmericanRadio.org. However you want to reach out. And actually, I hail from Wichita, Kansas, so we actually get a lot of emails and listeners from our area that sends him emails all the time. So I know it's a great discussion to have every single day on the airwaves. Talking about the midterm elections coming up the end of this year, and I know it's a little early to do so, but it's kind of the mindset that we have to have of understanding how important this is, especially when you're talking about the Second Amendment. Yes, immigration's important. Yes, the budget's important. Yes, transparency of the government's important. The investigations of whatever they want to investigate is important. The daily routine of them, the appropriations and breaking up to appropriation bills instead of the actual lump sum, all of it's important. But at the end of the day, what really matters to you is how you actually protect your family. Now, as I mentioned, we have a 51-47 majority in the House, or I'm sorry, in the Senate with Republicans. Many of them side with the Democrats on a semi-regular basis. If you see half the votes that happened over the last couple of weeks, it's been a 49-49 vote because, well, John McCain, he's just been quote-unquote too sick, my friend. And I feel bad for the guy, don't get me wrong, for what he's going through, and our thoughts and prayers are with him. But the fact that he's been out for, I don't know, over a month now, and he still has not returned to work, I don't know many places where you can miss a month's worth of work and still keep your job. And with how important his job is, with how important it is to actually show up and cast your vote to actually make your voice heard and represent your state, for crying out loud, you'd think that he would step down and allow somebody else to fill that position. But no, he needs to stay in there. If you can tell, I'm not the biggest fan of John McCain. But we have 21 seats coming up this fall that are Democrat incumbents, many of them in states where Donald Trump won. 21. I mean, just imagine Wisconsin being one of them. What if we get a conservative in Wisconsin, which I know is very, very close to happening? Pennsylvania. What if we get a Pennsylvania? Pennsylvania went to Donald Trump for the last election. That was huge. What if we got a Republican in Pennsylvania and swayed that seat? What about New Mexico? New Mexico has got a Democrat incumbent. What if we're able to take that? That's right in the middle of the Mid-America region. That's Republican country. Why that went blue? Really, it's no better with Arizona, with Jeff Flake, with John McCain. Come on, those are the two most progressive Republicans that we have in the entire Senate, and they're from the same state, for crying out loud. We have five seats with Republican incumbents running: Nevada, Texas, Wyoming, Nebraska, and Alabama. We have three seats within the states that have Republicans retiring: Arizona, Utah, and Tennessee. If we're able to maintain those, which is more than likely to retain the Republican incumbents and the Republicans retiring, that leaves us 21 seats of Democrats that are up for grabs, where many of them Donald Trump won. And as anybody pays attention to this, if they are the diehard Trump supporter or if they're not the diehard Trump supporter, they recognize the idea that Trump has changed the game when it comes to national politics, that Trump himself has been able to call out Democrats for the shenanigans that they've done, that Donald Trump himself is not able to advance the agenda that all the American people that showed up to cast their vote for Donald Trump has been able to accomplish because of the narrow margin in the Senate. And as long as the Republicans campaign with that properly, then they'll be able to begin to potentially turn some of those red. I am extremely optimistic about this midterm election. I am really excited about it, honestly. I love elections. That's kind of my meat and potatoes. That's what I love following and tracking and watching how they campaign, watching the style of their campaign, watching the districts, watching the numbers. I'm a dork like that. That's what comes to me. But if we want national reciprocity, if we want to continue to advance gun rights, and then all the other legislation that goes along with it, we have a huge opportunity to do so. Complacency is not an option. Complacency is what's going to make us lose. And we've seen that potential scare of complacency because we've seen the decrease in firearm purchases over the year. Why? Because, well, Donald Trump's in office now. We don't have to worry about it. you know, I don't really need to. I'm not scared that it's not going to be there tomorrow, so now I feel okay and I can take my time doing so. I've talked to a lot of local gun stores in the area here, and a lot of them are saying, hey, you know what, we're struggling because we had the boom. We had job security. Barack Obama was really one of the best gun salesmen that we've ever seen. Now there's not that intensity, and we're going to have to start consolidating and start downsizing because there are too many gun shops now, and now some of them may be shutting down, and the other ones are going to try and struggle to stay open. I'm not saying that it's still a bad industry in any way, shape, or form to be in, but I am saying that it's starting to slow down because of the potential complacency. And we don't want to be in a position like that, do we? We don't want to be in a position to where we're concerned and we're complacent, and then by the time we become concerned, then it's too late. Because I feel that we're going to do well in these midterm elections. I feel that we're going to do well in the next presidential election 3 years from now. I feel that we can continue on with the momentum that we've seen, but we have to stay vigilant and we have to stay active. And the only way we can do that, by the way, is continuously staying engaged. I don't get political fatigued. I know a lot of people do. But maybe that's why I'm in radio, because I get to talk about it every single day. But I don't get political fatigue. I don't get that way. I thrive on it. If I don't talk about it for a while, then I start getting the itch. I start getting frustrated, and I start getting fatigued in that sense. For a while there, when I wasn't involved in politics, and I was outside of radio, and I was outside of politics, and I was actually working at a bank, and being a banker, as you know, you're not allowed to talk politics. You never hear your teller or your banker talk politics, because they're not allowed to, because they're representing the bank. How about that, NFL players kneeling? When you're representing and you're at work, are you actually representing them and you can't have a political affiliation or some type of political voice? It just doesn't happen. And it really hurt me because it would burn me up trying to talk to these things or having customers come in and try and mention different things about the new gun that they had. And at that time, I was in Colorado, and the different regulations on the different magazines and the types of guns you're allowed to have and so on and so forth, and I couldn't say a word. And then it's really bad when the Democrats come in and start talking. Boy, oh boy, you want to talk about the hate when they think that you just have to sit there and take it and you just agree with them because you just nod and smile. Boy, the hate that spews from their mouths when they're just venting against Republicans, venting against conservatives. Oh my gosh. And they're talking about their campaign and talking about their agendas. It's kind of fun at times, but at the other times, I would come home and my wife would hate me those days because I would just continuously rail on all of these issues. I would just go on and on and on and on for hours. Luckily, we have the radio, and we can kind of get rid of that from now on. After the bottom of the hour, we need to take a break here in a minute, but when we come back, it is unfortunately just like the ongoing argument that we have being in the animal kingdom and the safety we have to provide for ourselves and trying to fend off those predators coming after us with their teeth barred and their eyes red and that tunnel vision they have looking at us. When we come back, the question is, how do we stop that from happening? How do we prevent attacks? How do we prevent hate in the world? How do we prevent guns getting in the hands of wrong individuals and bad individuals with these shootings that happen all over the country? And in one that just happened about a week or so ago at the school shooting in Kentucky. What do we do to prevent that kind of stuff? There is an opinion editorial piece that came up that made an interesting case, and we'll discuss that when we come back. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Lots more coming up. Stay here.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, baby, we just have way too much fun on this program. Andy Hoosier, guest hosting tonight. It's a great honor, as always, to be able to fill in for the great Mark Walters. I love doing it whenever he's traveling, whenever he just can't make it, or whenever he just needs a break. Man, I love filling in for the show. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do so, and hopefully you enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoy actually doing the show. ArmedAmericanRadio.org is the website. Check out Mark. You can email him, mark@ArmedAmericanRadio.org. Let me read you a story. A prosecutor just a few days ago said two recent shootings, one fatal, may have been self-defense or the Stand Your Ground law. The fatal shooting happened on January 11th. Lazaro Gonzalez Torres, 58, was shot after an apparent disagreement with another man. Here's what the legal team had to say. There are, quote, Stand Your Ground implications, and that's basically just kind of legal speak for self-defense issues. They have to break it down into the basic lingo, apparently, for you, that Stand Your Ground means that you actually have self-defense rights. In these types of cases, you need protection. You need to understand the process, because as you can hear, sometimes the legal team tries to break it down too simply for you. And if that's the case, then you need to be concerned, because if you are in a self-defense or Stand Your Ground situation and you pull that firearm and you try to protect yourself, you never know what's going to happen legally. They're going to come after you. They're going to try to demonize you. They're going to make you sound like the most horrible person in the world. Number one, because you had a gun, and which means you must be out to try and find anger issues and find violence, right? And number two, that you just don't trust the law enforcement and everybody else to protect you, right? that's the case you get all the time. You're not only up against the emotional aspect that goes along with it, but you're up against the legal system on a daily basis. You need to understand your rights. You need to understand how to react. You need to understand just the basics sometimes. And armedandresponsible.com can protect you. Armedandresponsible.com. Go there now. All you got to do is punch in an email address. You don't have to do anything else. They send you the 2018 Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide. It's 164 pages. You can download it as a PDF. You have a free audiobook you get as well, voiced by none other than the man himself, Mark Walters. You also will get included a gun buying checklist. You want to get a new gun? They got the checklist on what to look out for and to help you pick that right firearm for you. It's kind of like clothes. You see the women, and they go and they try and change and dress into all these different things. It takes them an hour just to go in the changing room and fit into everything and see what fits them, what's comfortable, because one size doesn't fit all. It's the same with guns for guys. We can sit there for hours, and gals. We can sit there for hours and look at the guns and feel them and practice with them and look at them because they're so shiny and beautiful. I love it. Go to armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Sign up today. All you got to do is punch in your email address, and they'll send you, for a limited time, 100% free, your Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide, along with the audiobook and the gun buying checklist. Before we get into this school shooting that I do want to talk about, as we are going on about the midterm elections and the Constitution and your rights, there is a movement that's going on right now. And I have been a big fan and supporter of this movement for a while. I have locally here on my morning show, I've had on the national spokesperson for it, Mark Meckler, for the Article 5 Convention of States. I have talked with former Senator Jim DeMint, who headed up the Heritage Foundation. We've talked to a lot of local chapters pushing for this movement. And a lot of people may not be familiar with what it's all about. And it fits directly in with the Second Amendment for the sole fact that when we abide by the Constitution, obviously, we have the Second Amendment, so it's one right that no matter what can be taken away from you or shouldn't be taken away from you from any way, in any way, shape, or form, but they have. And we need to get back to the basics of the Constitution. We need to understand exactly what the Constitution was intended for and what every word in that Constitution was intended for, not the manipulation of, not one section or another. The Democrats and the progressives love to use the general welfare clause because that means the general welfare means that they can socially take care of us with social programs out the wazoo because of the general welfare. And they love their social spending, that is 60% of our federal budget, by the way, of welfare, when actually you know that that's been completely abused and absurd to link in general welfare with social programs. That's not the case. The general welfare is actually the well-being of the American people. And the well-being, you see the well-being better off when it's privatized as opposed to government subsidies. But that's another discussion. But they love the general welfare clause. We like what's called the Bill of Rights, with the 10 amendments that allows us to protect ourselves and do what we need to do. The right to freedom of speech, the right to freedom of religion. And if you remember from the show when I guest hosted on Monday, earlier this week, as Mark was traveling to the SHOT Show, we had talked about the purpose of government and the role of government and what the government's supposed to be intended for. And the only purpose that any society ever creates a government is to protect the rights of the people. We're not supposed to be a dictatorship. We're not supposed to be a tyranny. We're not supposed to be any of those things. We're supposed to be a constitutional republic, where the Constitution is set to limit exactly and give specific powers of the government, and then everything else is left up to us. And along with that, people in societies create a government to protect their certain rights that they want protected, one of them being the Second Amendment. But there is an article in there, Article 5, where there is now a big movement that's been going on for a few years now, the Article 5 Convention of States. And so people are going, huh? And the Article 5 Convention of States really says that if we get three-fourths of these states to convene for a convention, then we can address specific issues. And we can pass legislation as three-fourths of states to pass amendments, to pass legislation to impose onto the federal government. And it was a way, it's not the only way, mind you, but it is one way that the founding fathers gave these states the power to keep the federal government in check, because they just came from an abusive government when they left England. They just left an abusive government, and they didn't want that to happen again. So they put these things in check again to allow these states to have the power over the federal government. One of them being, not the only one, mind you, but one of them being the Article 5 Convention. And this is a big push because now there's the scare tactic that the Article 5 Convention of States is going to be there to take away your guns, which is completely absurd. Here's the story. Legislators printed the bill that would allow states to convene a convention under Article 5. This is coming out of Boise, Idaho, for the state legislature there. Once 34 states had signed on, convention seekers want to add a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution, and with only six more states needed, groups are making a strong push in Idaho. 38 states would need to agree to any proposed amendment for it to be added to the Constitution, which, first off, is a very, very difficult thing to do if you understand how government works. 38 states out of the 50 getting on board to say, oh, sure, let's put an amendment onto the Constitution. Yeah, it's almost impossible, but you know what? By golly, we're going to try it. However, there are some skeptics. The executive director of United Vision for Idaho said this, quote, it's scary for anybody, right? So your interests may be the First Amendment. Others might be the Second Amendment. And the crux of this is that all of it would be on the table. Wrong. Absolutely. This means that this individual is completely ignorant and naive to what the Article 5 Convention of States actually is. Your Second Amendment would not be on the table because, first off, we're following constitutional process to hold the federal government in check, which means that the Second Amendment would be off limits because that's already protected by the Constitution. Second off, the Article 5 Convention of States, when you convene to a convention and you get the states to sign on, the convention is only for specific duties and for specific purposes. If you want to address the Second Amendment, you have to start a convention specifically for the Second Amendment. It's not just anything on the table and anything you want to bring up, or else, first off, they get nothing done. Second off, that would be very, very dangerous. That's not the intent and purpose of the Article 5 Convention. Right now, the Article 5 Convention that is moving forward or trying to move forward right now has three items on the convention agenda, and that would be term limits for congressmen and women, a balanced budget, and looking at regulatory control and the size of federal government. Those are the three items. Now, you can get more specific later on, but those are generally what the three items that are on the table for the Article 5 Convention. If you have something else that is your particular special interest agenda, then you need to actually start a different convention. So this individual, completely naive and ignorant to it, don't worry. If you've heard otherwise, the Article 5 Convention's not going to come after your guns or your Second Amendment. You're going to be okay. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Lots more coming up. Stay here.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Oh, man, what a show it's been. It's been an honor to be able to fill in it yet again for the great Mark Walters. Love doing so as he's out and about traveling, or sometimes he just needs some time off. But today he's actually traveling. Andy Hoosier filling in, hailing from the Mid-America region in Wichita, Kansas. I'm the morning show host on KQAM. You can find me, kqamradio.com. You can find him, armedamericanradio.org. I want to tell you one more time about armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. You get a chance for your 2018 Complete Firearm and Family Defense Guide. Not only do you need to learn about the tips and tricks to protect yourself from the legal system along with the bad guys out there, but also just the common sense of using it. Some maybe tips and tricks that you wouldn't normally think of on a daily basis. Where to store your gun in your home so where your 3-year-old daughter, whom I have, likes to play Marco Polo and likes to be the explorer through the house and ends up finding it. How do you protect it? When you're sitting in public and you're out at a restaurant or something, where do you sit so where you can have an entire view of everybody? These are the things that you need to look for and keep in mind all the time. And this is what it helps you with. 2018 Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide. It's 164 pages. It's free. Did I mention it's free? All you got to do is go to armedandresponsible.com, type in your email address. They'll send you the PDF version of the 164-page guide. They'll give you the free audiobook voiced by none other than Mark Walters himself, along with a gun buying checklist. All of it for free. Armedandresponsible.com. Go ahead and check it out. We started off this show with talking about the animal kingdom and the purpose of animals, really. What do they do on a daily basis? Well, they find the food. They try and find shelter. They try and find a mate to reproduce. And then they fend off the predators while they try and find food themselves. Welcome to the life cycle. And if we could change that in any way, shape, or form, first off, we would throw off the ecosystem. Second off, it wouldn't work. It's impossible. So I have a question for you. As we see these shootings, and don't get me wrong, it is heartbreaking. If you know and you've listened to me fill in for this show before, I've mentioned numerous times on this program that My senior year, we were involved with a high school shooting. It was a very small community. There was a total of 400 kids in our entire high school, 115, 120, whatever it was in my graduating class. It was a very devastating thing, and one of our friends, one of our high school classmates, ended up dying. I was involved in that. It happened in the room just above me where I was at in my classroom. I'm very sensitive to school shootings because I understand it and I've lived through it. And the question is, how do we stop it? How do we prevent it? What do we do? There was a letter to the editor for a local newspaper, and it was not local here in Wichita, but a local newspaper, and it was an editorial on The Opinion with the title, "And So the Shooters Win." And I want to read this to you. It's very short, but here's what it has to say. Another mass school shooting, 2 dead, 17 injured in Kentucky school shooting on January 24th. We know the drill. We will charge the alleged assailant with first-degree murder. Not a deterrent, but it makes some people feel good. Self-defense classes will be offered. They don't really work, but they make people feel better. There will be makeshift memorials of teddy bears, flowers, candles, and balloons. They don't change anything, but they make people feel better. What has disappeared in the last year or so is a cry for prevention. What we do to make sure this doesn't happen again. And the truth is, today there's nothing we can do. To try and stop this carnage would be to have to look at gun regulation and mental health problems. There's no appetite for either today, so I think the shooters win. We all should invest in teddy bears and balloons. And I'm not going to say his name or where he's from, but that was the editorial. Now, I agree and I disagree with this article. First off, no, I just disagree with it, flat out. There's nothing we can do? Yeah, there's something we can do. Is there anything we can do immediately? Yeah, maybe, maybe not. But what can we do? Why don't we look at, as you mentioned, the mental health issues? We've seen mental health issues all the time. Why don't we look at not gun regulation, because that's not going to do anything, but what about gun education, understanding firearms? What about the parenting that we so seem to forget nowadays because we'd like to be more friends with our parents than we would actually become the parents to our kids? Telling them that something is right and wrong sometimes, and it's okay to have something right and wrong. There is something called an absolute truth, and regardless of whether you're trying to impose your will on somebody else the way the progressives fight, there is something that is right and something that is wrong. And harming an individual like that is wrong. And maybe that falls into the mental health issue, but it also falls into the parenting and the family traditions. How many times have we said that the wholesome family of the one dad, one mom, and the kids is a bad thing because that tears apart the other families that may not have one parent, or that may only have one parent, or two parents of the same sex, or whatever the case is in today's society? But the family tradition, the original family tradition of the wholesome family, the happy family, when we didn't have so many mental health issues, when we didn't have this crazy epidemic of depression, or people going psychotic, or people taking crazy drugs, or the number of people being incarcerated because they're desperate or they feel they can get away with it because the legal system tries to protect them. That's something we need to look at. I want to give you some numbers. How about the number 50, which is the number of mass murders or attempted mass murders at a school since Columbine? If you remember Columbine, Colorado, according to the FBI records. How about the number 141? The number of people killed in mass murders or attempted mass murders at schools since Columbine, 141. How about the number 73? 73% of school shooters with no prior criminal record, not even an arrest, according to the U.S. Secret Service and the U.S. Department of Education. How's that background check working out for you? With 73% of these school shooters having no prior criminal record. It's not going to pop up on any background check, but we need more background checks, right? Yeah. How about the number 96? 96% of school shooters are male. I don't know why. Maybe because we have anger issues. I don't know. How about the number 17? The number of kids age 15 or younger who have committed or attempted a mass shooting at a school since Columbine, according to FBI records. 17 kids under the age of 15. Talk about the the innocence of a child, taking that away, driving them to that point, whether it's because of bullying, whether it's because of depression, whether it's because of a family life, whether it's because of whatever that drives them to that point. How about the number 81? 81% of school shootings where someone had information that the attacker was thinking about or planning the shooting, according to the Department of Education. Is it in our public civic duty to try and stop something like this? If you're concerned, to do something about it, or yourself, or turn it over to somebody that can try and fight this? How about the number 68? The percentage of shooters who got their guns from their relatives or at home, but not registered to them. We've talked about that numerous times, how the number of criminal activity, homicides, mass shootings, robberies, whatever, are done with guns that are not registered to that individual. How about the number 65, the number of school shooters that thwarted school shootings who have referenced Columbine as a motivation? 65% of them. How about that culture of that 15 minutes of fame that we talk about, the reality TV, the Kim Kardashians of the world, where you can have that camera walking around and you will get that fame as long as you continue to talk about it. And that is what's concerning. How about the number 270, which is the number of shootings of any kind at a school since Columbine? That's what we need to be concerned about. That's what we need to worry about. How do you stop it? You can't stop it completely. We have an animal kingdom. We have a kingdom of predators wanting to cause harm, wanting to do things to others because that's what they see. That's the motivation they see for themselves. They see the opportunity and they seize that day. It's the animal kingdom at its best. We haven't left the animal kingdom. It's just different. We have to defend ourselves the way any animal has to defend themselves from the predator. And the only way we can do that is protecting what's valuable, is protecting ourselves through our right to protect ourselves, and fighting for it every single day. And then we won't eliminate it, but we can minimize it. And that's the most important thing that we can do. Be the top of the food chain on that animal kingdom. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. It's always an honor to do so. Have a great weekend. Mark's going to be back for his monster broadcast on Sunday evening. You're not going to want to miss it anywhere. This is Andy Hoosier signing off. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.